We're at the top of the Kuf on the base. Tony Chada, Echad Ilan Lach, Echad Ilan Yavish. One Bryce says it doesn't make a difference if the tree is alive or dead. It's a dry tree. You're not allowed to climb a tree. Tanya Idach, Bamedzvarim, Avorim Balach, Avodiyavish Mutter. Only a live tree is Osir, because you may come to tear things off the tree. But a dry tree, in other words, a dead tree, even if you tear things off, it's not going to be over in Isra Daraisa, because it's not getting any nourishment from the ground anymore. Omer Yehuda Lokashi. Kan b'shen gizel machlif, kan b'shen gizel machlif. It depends if it's a dry tree that's going to regenerate, or it's not going to regenerate. If it's not going to regenerate, then you're allowed to climb it. If it's a dry tree that's going to regenerate, then you're not allowed to try to climb it. Mara says, gizel machlif, yavish karisle. If it's a tree that's going to regenerate, it's not dead, so it's not dry. So that can't be what the b'risa means. El lokash, kan b'mosachama, kan b'mosakshami. Depends if it's in the summer, when trees are in full bloom, then you can see the difference between a dry tree and a live tree. This one has leaves, this one doesn't have leaves. But in the winter, they all lose their leaves. So they all look like they're dead. So therefore, we're afraid that you'll mix the trees up. The Mosa Chama, Mar says, not Viteri. Maisa, what's it called? In the Mosa Chama, how can you climb a tree that's dead? It still has fruit on it. And you're going to tear off the fruit, and thus make a gzera, tearing off fruit from a live tree, from a dead tree, atu tearing off fruit from a live tree. Climbing the tree is only a gzera. So it's a gzera, the gzera. But tearing off the fruit is zanisa daraisa. So let's make a gzera. Where it says, like a peri, there's no fruit on it. Well, kanatri kinsi, you're going to tear off little branches. Bigduda, it's talking where it has no branches. Just a straight, what's it called, the trunk. Eini v'arav ikla l'apashtei v'asher b'gduda. Rav went to apashtei, and he ushered them from climbing even dead trees that were just without any branches. Rav bika matzav v'gadah b'gedah. Rav found a place that was parutz, that there was amaratzim there, and he made a special gzera for them because he saw that it would bring them to Chilul Shabbos. But normally it's mutter. Rashi. It's completely dry. It's a dead tree. It's not connected to the ground anymore. It's just in the ground. In the summer, then a dry tree is mutter. Because it's clear what's a dead tree and what's a live tree. These are blooming and these are dead. That which it says that a dead tree is usher is in the winter when all trees look dead. He can shoot marasai, and then it looks like marasai. It looks like you're climbing a live tree. Konakri peri shenisharu bo mishona shavra. Chor, there's still sometimes fruit on the dead tree. V'asli mishrei beit lisha delach. And if you let him climb the tree and he tears off fruit, he may end up tearing off fruit from a living tree. And that's an issur d'oraisa. Could be that we are not talking like a gzera of climbing a dead tree, after climbing a live tree, because that's a gzera of gzera. Climbing the tree is only the rabban. The higuf gzera, mil klisha to klisha nixon. Let's make a gzera of tearing off the fruit from the dead tree, after tearing off the fruit of the live tree. Moses bikduda yichur shenashu anof of kula. Talking about a trunk without any branches. Bika motzer klomar enam b'nei Torah sheyedu lizoyer to bika zu sheim lashomer v'akol parutz. Bika means he found a place where people were parutz in Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore even things that were normally mortar he asked for them. Omer Romi bar Abba Omer Ravasi also avim shehalacha b'abi asovim b'Shabbos. First, is not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Sometimes just doing things with your feet is a chet. And this is it alludes to this, walking on grass, because you're going to tear up the grass. Tani chada mutter leilich al gabi asom b'shabes, v'tani ida chosu. We have a b'raisa that says mutter to walk on grass, and a b'raisa that says also, no kashi. Or belachim or the aveshim. Depends if the grass is already dried out, and it doesn't need the ground anymore, then it's mutter. because even if you pull it out, it's only Mr. Drabonin. And where it's moist, it's living, the grass still is growing from the ground, needs the ground, then it's awesome. Both are talking where they're taka growing from the ground. Still, one is mutter, the lokasha. Can be mosafama, can be mosakshama. One is talking in the summer, the other one's talking in the winter. Rashi. Sometimes walking is a chet. You're going to pull out the grass. The dry ones are like they're already pulled out. And they don't get any nourishment from the ground. The Rashi later on, it's another place, Bimosachama, Zera Yesh Begivol in Mashira. In the summer, seeds in the grasses, and those are easy to pull off. So that's when it's awesome. In the Mosha Geshomim, when there is no seeds yet, things haven't grown yet, right? So then the grass itself doesn't just get pulled out. Both are talking in the summer when there are seeds. And still the lokasha, or the sinusani, or the losamasani, depends if you're wearing shoes. If you're wearing shoes, you're not going to pull out the grass. But if you don't have shoes on, the grass will get caught between your toes and get pulled out. Both are talking where you're wearing shoes. Still, it's also, according to one situation, the lokasha, or the isle uksi, or the lesle uksi. Depends if the shoes have cleats in them that are going to grab the grasses and pull them out. Talking where the shoes do have cleats. Or the lesle sharcha, or the isle sharcha, or the lesle sharcha. Right? But it depends if what's it called, if the grass is long, or it's not long. Short grass, even with cleats, isn't going to be torn up. Short grass, long grass with cleats will be torn up. The Eidman, the Kaimel, and Krip Shimon, and now that we pass on Krip Shimon, the Dover Shana Miskavin is mutter, it's never a psikratia to pull out the grass, and therefore, it's not a psikratia, it's Dover Shana Miskavin, you're machavin to walk, not to pull out grass, it's all mutter. Yumosachama, Yumosachshonim, everything's mutter. Rashi? Sai misane shori. If you're wearing shoes, it's mutter because you won't get caught in the shoes. Lo sai misane asrish asodin nitbokin bekishre etzbosom nitloshim. They get caught between your toes and they get ripped out. Ukta kopo mitachto va asodin nitbokim shom betoshim. The shoes are folded over underneath. So it's like some kind of cleats or whatever in the bottom of the shoe. Sharcha psila ruka shayisavar chaser. Depends if the grass is long or short. In the summer, the grain is already grown, and that's easily pulled off. Krip Shimon, the Omer Dover Shena Meskavin Mutter. The Omer Rami Barchama, Omer Vasi. Osir lo Adam Shiyokul Ishtal Advar Mitzvah. Since we mentioned this pasuk before, Ots Baraglo Chote, sometimes something that you do with your feet is a chay, it's not a Gemara's Nadash in a different way. It's also for a person to force his wife, even though it's by mitzvah, even though living together, having relations with her, is a kiyum of ona, it's a mitzvah, puravu, still you're not allowed to force her to live with you. And the chronim say that's only if she basically will have relations, but not now. But if she's a moreda, she refuses to have relations altogether, she's meshubah to her husband, then he can force her. And also the forcing is only where it's mamish against her will. But if she doesn't say one way or the other, that's mutter. Okay. Shenemar, where do we see the hint to that? Yisir ba'otz b'raglayim chote. The, what's it called? Raglayim is a euphemism for relations, and therefore a person's otz b'raglayim, the pushes. The inyan of raglayim is a chote. Rami Yeshua ben Levi, kol hakof ishto dvar mitzvah, having mabonu shena muganim. A person who forces his wife to have relations is going to have children that are not proper. Om Rav Ika bar Chinina, maikra, gam below das, nefesh lo tov. Right before that pasuk of Atz Baraglayim is this pasuk. Without das, in other words, without your wife's consent, what nefesh lo, you're going to create nefashos that are not good. Tanya nami hachi, gam below das, nefesh lo tov, Zakofa Ishtal Zar Mitzvah. For us, Baraglai and Chote, they have boiled the shon. Same idea. Person has relations, and he does it again without his wife's consent. Ein ibom arava harot shalas was called bonav zechorim ibo biyishane lokashe kandadas kanshalotas. There's a mila of having relations one after the other, because then the woman is already aroused, and she'll be mazria tchila, and you'll have boys. So that's only what she agrees. Rashi, the dvar mitzvah tashmish. Raglayim loshen tashmit. See, bein ragleo korah nopal shachas. A euphemism for having relations. Raglayim. Dan below das reisha v'haikro otz raglayimu. Nefesh lo tov. Lo tovim abonim. Anasim below das vahisha. Children that come from relations against the will of the woman. Right? Shoya balo otz raglayim are not going to be good. Haboil v'shome shematricha. Because it's bothersome to the woman. Lo das vahisha. Yivol v'yishana. She was aroused from the first bia, but hold the shataiva. Pshaba bia shnia, he mazras tchila. And therefore, she's going to mazria first. And if she's mazria first, v'heichad dehi mazras tchila, you'll let her zachar. V'omar v'shmua bar nachmeni, omar v'yochana. Kol isha shetova shpaila l'dvar mitzvah, havim avonim shafila b'dor shomo shalo hayu kamosa. A woman who initiates having relations with her husband will have children that even didn't exist in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Deila b'dorish Moshe Rabbeinu k'siv hova lochem anosh mechachom and ravonim v'yiduim v'shivtechem. Moshe Rabbeinu told the people, look for people who are chachomim and ravonim and well-known people. U'k'siv v'echach esrosh v'shivtechem anosh mechachomim v'yiduim v'yiduim ravonim lo eshka. They didn't find the bonin. The Ilugabi Leah, who initiated, she initiated having relations with Yaakov, says, Vateitse Leah Likrasova Tomer, a light tovo, Isachor Schaticha, Uksiv, Mibnei Yisachar, Yode Bina Leitim, Mibnei Yisachar had Bina. So she had Yisachar from that, having that relation, and you see that because she initiated it, she had a child that didn't exist in Tzai Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rasha says, for sure, from Shevet Yisachar, there were Nevonim, even in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, but they couldn't find from the other Shvatim. From the other Shvatim, they only find Chachomim, not Nevonim. Or that this brach of Yisachar, Yodei Bina, was only after they got into Eretz Yisrael, not in the Midbar. Bina Leitim Odas, Mayas Yisrael, One second. I asked Israel, Hashem was saying, V'cholachim apiyam. The Lord says, Eini, V'om Rav Yitzchak Baradimi, Eser klolos, N'skal l'chava. Klala got 10 klolos. And the Arizal says, why 10? Because originally her name was Chaya. And it was changed to Chava. So she lost the yud. So in place of that yud, she got 10 klolos. Yechsiv el ho'isho amar, harba arba, Elu shnei tipei damin, achas dam nida v'achas dam besulim. The harba arba hints to two of the klolos, that she has dam nida and dam besulim. It's v'neich, the tsar gidul banim. It's v'neich is that she has the tsar of raising children. And the Marsha says, even though men also have the tsar of raising children, the ikar raising of the children is by the woman. They raise our children. The hero neich, the tsar ha'ibur. And Heroneich is the tsar of getting pregnant. So the obvious question is, why does the tsar of Gidul Banim come before the tsar of getting pregnant? Some say because Chav already had children without tsar in Gan Eden. Cain and Heva were born already in Gan Eden. So the first tsar she had was raising them. And then when she had Shais, she had tsar Ha'ibur. So for her, the order was reversed. Others say that the tsar Gidul Banim is the tsar a woman has that she gets, gets pregnant while she has children. That's the extra tsar. That's why it's specific to the woman and not to the man. She has to be pregnant after she has little children to take care of. And others say the person would know that he's not, that the tsar of raising children ends after the birth, then the tsar of the Eber wouldn't be so much. But if she knows it's never ending, then the tsar of the Eber is even greater. The etz of tail dibonim k'mashmo. That's the tsar of labor. Yel ishech tishukasech, melamed shayisha mishtokekes al bala, b'shar shiyotze l'derech. Here we know a woman has she's aroused to her husband when he's leaving on a trip, b'hu yimshalbach, and he rules over her. Melamed shayisha tovas b'leiv, v'ha'ish toveya b'peh. The woman doesn't ask right out. That's brazen for a woman to be toveya tashmish, but she does it in hints, in her heart. Zui mida tova shabina binashi. Marseski kamri in the marachi arsuya kamei. In a Hanani, she doesn't say with verbally, but she does things that let her husband know that she's interested. The only problem is that by Leah, it says the fairish, she said. In a Hanani, it says that she was punished a little bit for that too. But it could be over there, she had to stop it from going to somebody else, to go to Rachel. So she had to say it, right? Because if she would have just hinted to him, he already had a shibu to Rachel. So she had to let him know that she had no choice but to tell him. Or it could be that when the Torah says that Leah said, she didn't say it verbally, she said it by initiating. He understood from what she said that Eli Tarbo. Not sure. I didn't see anybody who speaks about it. But it's l'chor l'kash is posh. Rashi, l'dvar mitzvah tashmish. Nevonim, nevinim dover mitoch dover. Nevon is a person who understands from the facts, other facts. Yisachar le'at tovas Yaakov l'dvar mitzvah. L'tomer elai tovo, kisachor sechaticha. Tsar ibur, ubro sholosein. Women who are pregnant are sick. It's considered a chol v'shem bo sakona, pregnancy. K'mashmo tsar haleda. Mishtokekes misava latashmish. B'hu yimshalbach, shehu moshe lomer v'peh, taivas libo. He says right out what he wants. The Aisha believe the woman is only in her heart, who both shavotsi with her. She's embarrassed to say verbally to be tobeya. The Maratsha Atsuya Tame, Mara Lafon of Inyoni Chiba. She hints to him by her actions that she wants their relation. And what's it called? Since, two things here. One is since it's when she hints to him. So there's tremendous Ava and Achba, that's why the children are extra special. Or, because then he's doing it to satisfy her, not for his own taiva, that makes the children even better. Mara says, Hani Sheva Havi. There's only 7 curses that were mentioned. Ki Asra Vdimi Omer Atufa Keivel. She covers her hair like an Avel. Umenuda Mikol Adam. And she, what's it called? We'll see once again, when she's a Menuda Mikol Adam, what does that mean? She's separated from all people. The Chabusha Vesasura. And she's in, like she's in prison. Mara says, my menuda mikol adam. What does that mean? She's menuda mikol adam. Ilei mishum da asala yichud. Iu nami asala yichud. But she's asked to be alone with other men. He's allowed to also be alone with other women. That's not something specific to women. Ela dasir lebeitrei. She's asked to marry 2 men. But he's allowed to marry more than 1 woman. And the Rambam says the reason is that if a woman marries 2 men, you never know who the father is for sure. But if a man marries more than 1 wife, you still know who the father is and who the mother is. That's what a tam for the mitzvah. The Torah says also, that's the reason why it's also. The masnisa tana megadela sar kelilis. Right, she's, what's it called? She grows her hair like a lilis, and the shayla whether shadim have a hair or not. There's other sources that say shadim don't have hair. So make a difference between ruchos and shadim and males and females. But in any case, a woman has long hair. And when she urinates, she sits down like an animal. And she supports her husband when they have relations. And the idach, why aren't these included in the 10? According to the one who says there's only 10. Hani shevachula. These are good things. Dom rabchia maidachsiv. Malfeinu mebehemos oretz. Mayofa shamayin yechakmeinu. Malfeinu mebehemos. Now we learn tznius and various midos tovos from the teva that the Rebbeinu Shem put into animals. Not that the animals do this consciously, they do it by instinct. But the fact that the Rebbeinu Shem put these instincts into animals teaches us that these are, we can learn from it that these are positive things. So a pirda, what's it called, gets down to urinate, it's sonua. Umeyoka shamayim yichat menu zetarnago. Shemafayis the akapafoet. A tarnagol doesn't have relations with the chicken unless first it it is Matthias, or it what's it called? It makes a whole dance or whatever. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Molly lo nitna Torah. The Torah wasn't given. Ayinu le maidim tznius mechasul. Some say there's a girsa, not tznius from a cat, but tznius from a camel. A camel kills all of the things around, all the animals around, when it, what's it called, when it has relations. The gezel nina mola, gezel from an ant, barayish miyona, a yona, neither the male or the female goes with any other bird except for its mate. Derech eretz mitarnigol, shemathayis viachaka, boel, derech eretz mitarnigol, that first it appeases the nekeva before it has relations with her. Umay mathayis, well, where's the pius? Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav. It doesn't mean that the actual tarnigol does this, or has, but that's how it appears to us, so we can learn this lesson. Omer Rav Hakik Omer Rav. This is what it appears the tarnigol is saying to the chicken. Zvininalach ziga demotilach akara. Makes a dance in front of her, and spreads out his wings as if to say, I'll buy you a nice dress that will cover, go down to your ankles. The Basar Hakik is much my dress that goes down to your ankles, is a nice dress. The Basar Hakik Omer Rav. The Shamtise Lakaibla say, and afterwards he doesn't have any dress to give her. So he says, my carbolus should fall off. The carbolus is what gives it the ability to have relations. So he's saying, I shouldn't be able to have relations again. And what makes the difference between me and you should fall off. The Hutanagol of me, he is slave of those of Nila. If I have the ability to get it for you, and I don't. But I don't have the ability. It's not that I don't want to get it, I just can't. So he promises her, and in the end, he's Matthias, her, that he doesn't do what he promised because he doesn't have the means. Rashi. A tufa ke'eva bosha lachis brosha perua. Woman, married woman, covers her hair. Menuda l'choladam, l'kamim forsha asur l'choladam. Chutz mibayla. She's also to every other man except her husband. The oish no se noshim harbe. A man can marry more than one woman. The chavusha v'es asurim kol kvudam v'as melot p'nima. A woman is what's it called behind the scenes. She's more in the house than gallivanting outside. Kalilis shade. To behema shakuras kshimishtanenes mashtenes the derech prey the lasos came. A prey the what's it called does that. It gets down to urinate. Karl baila shula baila b'shastashmi. She's above her, and she rests on her. Shevachula yoshevesu mashtenes b'tznias. Adarab. Sitting down when you urinate is a mile. It's more tsanua. The ena chaser klum b'dover. The nashes kar lebaila in la torach kolkach. Torach omaruba mishala. Other rabbi, she doesn't have to what's it called? Work so hard. She gets just to lie there. And the other one, the Ramar Shua says, what about the hair? Right, mikadela sayar. So that's included in what's it called in. Atufa ke'eva. No, yeah, atufa ke'eva. That she has to cover her hair is because she has long hair. She wouldn't have long hair, she would be bald or whatever, she wouldn't have to cover her hair. So the covering of the hair includes this thing that she has long hair. Malfeinu melamdeinu. We learn from the animals, mibahemosaurus, shenosum bebechach malahoroslanu, shemathias holeks vivosela, the rooster, walks around the chicken, who poshe knofa, he spreads out his wings, the who pierce. And that is as if he's saying to the chicken, Kedomer la kabon, Shomer la litos malbusha madil aretz. Puts his wings out towards the ground, as if to say, I'll buy you a nice dress. Sneers mechosel, sheno makul rev if neon. What's the sneers of a cat? It doesn't defecate in front of people, umachasher, when it does, it covers up what comes out. And like I said, there's another gift of a gomo who doesn't let other animals see it have relations. The gezel mina mala, the si bakayitz lachma, oh, agra bakayitz lachma, then achas gozelis michael chaberta. And ants don't steal one from the other, and they store up food for the winter. Barayis miyona, sheno niska gelabazugo. A yona only lives with its mate. Ziga malbush yakorin kuta, coat. I'll buy a nice coat. Labasar hachi, lachar bila, after they have relations, shemenanei of a kofi vrosha lalaretz, puts his head down, as if to say, he islay, b'melikach. If I have the means, I would buy it. But
I don't have the means. That's why I'm not buying you what I promised. What? Do I have an Isser Yichud? No, but there's an Isser Yichud to go.
No,
isn't
the one that the prophet was suggested that maybe it's Yichud? It's a man who also got that. Also, my
yeah, but no, but she also got me. That's true. It's slanted, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it's something else in the cloud. So therefore, it's talking where it broke in word for talking, and now you have a problem that the tikra is not straight. It's all bent around. And you'd have to say four separate pitikras, that you don't say. That's how Shmuel learns it. So Shmuel, lachigasin, Shmuel lo amar karav, halach simultani. Why didn't Shmuel explain the Mishnah that it's talking where it's 10 Amos or less in the Chatzar, right? It's talking in the corner. Anyway, he says it's talking in the corner. And therefore, even if it's less than 10 Amos, it's not a Pesach. And in the Chatzar, there's no roof. So it's possible, finished. In the house, it's also talking about a corner. And it's talking less than 10. And it's talking where there's a slanted roof, like Rav. Why didn't Shmuel say that? Why didn't he say that? It'll be curious, Shalim, Karav, the bias Ktani. Because it says a bias. Ustaz Ktani, Stama, the Cholapakim, Kiruyan Chalokim, Chaloba Achsu. Most houses in their days had flat roofs, not slanted roofs. Hilkach, Noi, Nomi, the Pisch, Alohave, the Karen's Office, even though you don't say Pesach, the Karen's Office. Right, so that would take away that ability for it to be considered closed. Nistama pitikra b'shtei hukos. Right, in this case, the break, if you didn't learn that it's more than 10, and it's four tfachim in, then you could say pitikra. Because the break would be straight across diagonally, and on a diagonal, you also say pitikra, according to Rashi. Ava pirtus akirui ikalameimer, bitani bayash nifras. Bayish, the kirui of Ima. However, when it said bayish and ifrats, usually when the walls fall down, some of the roof falls down too. That's understood. And it broke down in a corner. That's in two different sides. And then, it's the richale. Because it's only on one side. Afilu nifras akiri bedalit rocham. Kenegit kola pirtsa. Dainu orach yosher miyasher. Ain't kind of a sholosh bitikra. Even if the thing broke completely, more than 10, and it's four tefachim in, you can only need three pitikras, because the back mechitz of the house is still there. It's only going to be like this, there, there, there. So you need a pitikra here, four tefachim, a pitikra on the other side, four tefachim, and a pitikra 10 amas, more than 10 amas. It'll be okay. So if it only broke on one side, and some of the roof came off, it'd still be good. El sholosh pitikra achas aruch u'shnayim ktsarim. U'bisholosh yisliyor v'sosim. By three pitikras, where Shmuel holds it helps. So therefore, Shmuel had to say, it's talking where it broke in the corner, and it's more than four tzvachim, and then you're going to have what's it called four pitikras, and that's no good. So that's why Shmuel didn't say like Rav. Because according to Rav, you have to say that the roof was slanted, and that's not the normal case. It should have mentioned it. Why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? Rav lo omer ki Shmuel, im kein havi le achsadra. Right? If Lamaise, according to Shmuel's regular case of achsadra, that is, there's four pitikras. Rav le tamei, Rav by achsadra holds, the omer havi le achsadra mutu atalta bakula. Rav holds you do say pitikra by four sides. So Rav couldn't have said like Shmuel, that it's talking where it's not a slanted roof, it's a straight roof, because if it's a straight roof, you would say pitikra, even in Shmuel's case, where you need four pitikras. Deitmar, achsadra v'bika, Rav omer mutra talta v'kula, u'shmuel omer talta v'kula v'arvamas. So therefore, Rav omer mutra talta v'kula, I'm reading pitikra yor v'sosik. Right? Why? Because it's four. If we've been on three, Shmuel also holds pitikra yoridisose. Rashi, Rav lo amar kishmuel, dim kein de nifrat sakiri mohen. Rav didn't say like Shmuel that it's talking where the roof also fell off, four tvachim, and it's in a corner, and the reason it's no good is because you don't say four pitikras, the Eshkan arba pios, afilu vacha, ikala meimer, bakula, yor, vesosif. Because Rabbit Hole, in that case, you'd also say pitikra. Doesn't make a difference how many walls you need pitikra. Yachi svir ve bachsad rabika. Okay, now the Gemara says, be'eser, kule amalo pligit. If it would be an opening of only 10 amas, everybody holds would be okay. Because you would say, what's it called, pitikra, even according to Shmuel, if it's less than 10, if it's 10 amas or less. Shmuel holds, the only time you don't say pitikra, in a case where there's, where you need four sides, right, is where what's it called, is where it's more than 10 amas. But if it's less than 10 amas, 10 amas or less, even Shmuel holds you say pitikra. Ki pliga b'yesem yesem. Rashi. Be'eser kuli amalo pliga. De b'lav stimas pitikra, nami p'sochim. So be a pesa, right? You would say, what's it called? Rashi says, if it's less than 10 amas, then it's a pesa. And you, what's it called? But even without the pitikra, it's a pesa. Okay. The amri, b'yeser kuli amalo pliga. Some say just the opposite. If it's 10, if it's more than 10, everybody holds no good. Even Shmuel, even Rab holds that you only say the pitikra if it's less than 10 amas. But if it's more than 10 amas, you don't say pitikra. Ki plige be'eser. The machlokas is only if it's 10 or less. Rashi? You know Rashi. Ve'hod ha'omer Rav, Yehuda Korah, Dalet Mater v'churba, Rav Nachman omer Rava baravua, Korah Dalet Mater b'mayim, right? That's what you call only if it's less than 10 amas. 10 amas or less. We'll see if we're going to go into it. But that would come out that you only say pitikra if it's 10 amas or less. Anything more than 10 amas is you don't say pitikra.